Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
What's got your goat today?
I'm still just livid over Biden getting away with making the accusation that Donald Trump, as president, is responsible for every coronavirus death in this country. That is what Vice President Joe Biden said. That's what he accused the president of. And doggone it, why can't CNN or any other responsible journalist in this country then question Biden about why he and Barack Obama are not responsible for every death from the swine flu, from Ebola, from school shootings, from terrorist attacks on American military bases? Why are they not responsible?
Good point. I don't know.
We have a complete dereliction of duty of the American media. If you're going to let a candidate get by with this, and the media goes nuts every time Donald Trump exaggerates something. Listen, I agree. I think it is wrong for President Trump to make the claim that we're going to have a vaccine before Election Day. I don't see how that's possible. I don't know why he keeps saying that. I'm not going to go out and attack him over that, but I will certainly question that. I don't think it's smart policy. I don't think it's smart for him to say it. I don't think he should be making mentioning this, because I don't think it's going to happen. I have no reason to believe that. I do think that they're making every effort to come up with a vaccine. I don't see any I don't agree with the unsubstantiated claims of like Kamala Harris and Joe Biden of claiming they don't trust a vaccine during the Trump administration. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Number one, the Trump administration is not developing the vaccine. It is the various pharmaceutical companies in this country and other countries worldwide that are trying to develop a vaccine, working very hard at it. Because you know what? They'll make a ton of dough when they do it, one way or another. Whether it's us paying for it or the taxpayers, or which is both. But at any rate, why in the world can they not go after this stupid, idiotic statement from Joe Biden?
Because, well, I mean, you know, there's so many other countries where their leaders really handled this well and nobody died.
No.
Are there any countries?
No, there are not. And in fact, in many countries around the world, the cases and deaths are going up. This country is trending down. Both on cases, on deaths, hospitalizations, all of it is trending down. There are a few little hot pockets here and there that are going up, but for the most part, everything is going down. It's going down here in South Carolina. But you look in some cases and places around the world, and their cases are going back up. And this is not, and the U.S. is not the only nation where people are complaining about businesses being shut down or mask requirements. This is not the invention of a Donald Trump presidency. This is human reaction to a human situation. And the media wants to act like that every bit of this is Donald Trump's fault. He has handled this completely wrong, that everything he has done is wrong, and it's ridiculous.
And yet, at the same time, Lee, Biden's now reversed himself three times on what he would do. He said, we're going to have a national mask mandate, got to wear a mask even when you go outside. Then he came out and said, I never said that.
And he's also reversed himself on fracking again. And we've got the audio. Go to the Fox News affiliates thing, Tara. I was meaning to send you the audio. He's saying this about fracking. He said in Pennsylvania last night, absolutely, we can't do away with fracking right now. It just wouldn't make any sense. This is an absolute positive reversal of his policy and what he has said time and time again. I mean, and nobody is calling Biden out for this.
And I can play it. I've got it right here, but I can't, unfortunately, because using the audio channel for something else. But I've played it many, many times. Him on the campaign trail.
Yes.
He says he's going to completely wipe out fuels, fossil fuel. There will be no fossil fuel use. He says he's going to completely end fracking. Okay, well, what is his plan? He even repeated this yesterday. What's his plan? Zero use of fossil fuels by 2035 in our grid. Zero.
And so all you liberal trolls that troll Tara, then you should start nailing Joe Biden for reversing policy. He absolutely said he would not end fracking. And the reason he's saying that, because he's in Pennsylvania where fracking takes place. It has helped that economy. It has helped the workers. It has helped this country with energy policy and energy prices. And it has helped increase the economy before the governors all closed down the economy because of this pandemic. And yet nobody's going to say anything about this. Nobody's going to mention it. There it is. He said he would not end fracking. And that's exactly the opposite of what he has said just days ago.
But if you listen to the fine print on when he's not ending fracking, he says, I'm not ending fracking for now. But he also says in the same breath, but I'm going to go to, again, a 100% renewable power grid. Okay, right now in California, you saw the blackouts there. It's been a problem since the time of the DNC. They just have endless blackouts in the middle of high heat waves. Okay, that's because they're just using renewables as backup, not main power source, backup. And it fails. And it fails, and it fails, and it fails. Every week it fails. So Joe's saying we're going to use only renewables, that'd be wind, solar, and whatever else they invent before then, by 2035. We're only going to use those as our main power source. It causes rolling blackouts when they use it as backup in California right now. And guess what the plan is in California? Their plan is to go to 100% renewable grid by 2045. And they're already having rolling blackouts as they implement it year by year by year. It's a gradual phase out, right? What is Joe talking about? Gradual phase out, except his happens 10 years earlier to 2035. If we're already seeing rolling blackouts from just using renewables as backup in California, my God, the better question to ask for this country will be, when will the power be on?
Yeah. Well,
because we don't have the technology to do what they want to do. We don't have a battery capability that can store that wind and solar generated power at the level that we need it to. And that is why when you use it as a backup power source after about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, when the sun really fades down, you have no backup power source.
And if we had true journalists in this country, the American media would be asking Biden and liberals that question. Okay, here's what you want to do. How are you going to do it? What's your plan? What's your policy? I am all for a skeptical media. The media
on both sides.
Exactly. That is my point. But all we have is a media that is skeptical of the very existence of conservative Republicans and completely ignores anything that has to do with that is critical with a Democrat policy or liberal policy. Absolutely no journalistic interest whatsoever.
Think about this. Going back to your original point, we're now being told that the president can stop a cold, albeit a severe one, but can stop a cold and should have. Yet we didn't expect that of Obama at all. I mean, do you know why we only had 10,000 swine flu deaths? Because they stopped counting after that.
Yeah.
They wrote a policy to just stop counting. You know what? I mean, only Democrats can get away with that. What if Trump decided, well, you know, we'll just stop counting after 10,000 COVID deaths. That sounds good to me. All right. Yeah, sound good to you. Sure. Fine. We'll do that. And the media's like, yeah, that's good. That's good with us. We're fine. We're good. And the sad thing about swine flu is it targeted young people more than old people. Those deaths were truly lives that, you know, had not had a chance to be lived. And I mean, it's incredibly sad. Chris, can we turn the audio back on? I want to go ahead and just pull this out. Let's play Joe on fracking. I mean, this is not hard to do. The media could do this.
No more, no new fracking.
Like, what about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipes?
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel, and I'm not going to
fracking. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends. Number one.
Three consecutive American presidents have enjoyed stints of explosive economic growth due to a boom in oil and natural gas production. As president, would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
No more, no new fracking.
You want me to play what he said last night?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's do it for fun. This is what it gets away with.
Fracking has to continue because we need a transition. There's no rationale to eliminate right now fracking.
Okay.
How do you do that in 1 year? He said all of that in basically what, a year, year and a half?
Oh, just months or weeks.
Yeah. I mean, you heard that one in the middle, very definitive. No more drilling for oil companies. So that's fracking and drilling. That's all of it. No more. I mean, do you know how radical that is? Just so y'all know, average quarter, Trump presidency, the percentage of our GDP growth in the mining category, most of which is fracking, 28 to 32% of our growth every quarter. Joe got a plan to replace that? Or no, we're just going to have government-subsidized jobs. Government-subsidized jobs are not growth. It's stagnation. No, of course he doesn't have a plan. No one's even going to ask him.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's jump on the line with Butch in Greenville. Hey, Butch.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Oh, I saw the most awesome sight of my life last night, and I'm 68 years old. I went to a 7-Eleven to get some gas, and hanging out there in their patrol car were a couple of highway patrolmen just hanging out. They had their brake lights on so nobody would accidentally pull, protecting that 7-Eleven at between 9 and 10 last night. I don't remember what time I left the house and all that, but it was semi-busy, and they were just there protecting that 7-Eleven.
That's what they do every day. I think if they're listening, Butch, and I thank you for your phone call, they'd call that pretty routine. Always there to risk their lives at a moment's notice. And that's why, I got to tell you, the thing that has me the most spun out this morning is what just happened in Camden. I mean, we're seeing these in city after city, the ambush attacks. Did a Battleground podcast on it already this week, and it's just been one after another after another. This is the worst so far this week, with the exception, of course, of the LA one where the gunman actually managed to shoot two deputies in the head. This is inspiring others across the country. This should be one of the biggest stories in the country. I mean, this has happened. Yes, it happened in Spartanburg. Absolutely, it happened in Spartanburg. This happened in Virginia. This happened in Phoenix. Do you realize because of two ambush attacks this week, Phoenix police now have to patrol with two officers together at all times to increase their chance of survival? Do you realize that's where we are now? These ambushes. Again, these are ambushes by people who are just seeing people, you know, seeing officers in blue and shooting them down, trying to shoot them down, trying to assassinate them. These are assassinations. Attempted assassinations. In Phoenix, again, it was a court officer who was standing outside the court. He's dressed in blue. That was a drive-by attempted assassination. He's thankfully survived it. And in Phoenix, another motorcycle cop, they tried to run off the road. So again, ambushes by people who the cops have not targeted and are not dealing with in any way. Ambushes initiated by hate and weaponized ignorance delivered by the media lies. That's why it was so important what the Steelers Marquise Pouncey did this week when he refused to, you know, wear the name of Antoine Rose Jr. on his helmet after he found out that no, Antoine Rose Jr. was not just an innocent black man walking around when he got shot in the back. He was in a car that had been used in a drive-by shooting. That was successful. He was in the car with the shooter. And once he found that out, he said, I can't wear the guy's name on the back of my helmet. I'm sorry. I work with police in my charities. Can't do it. Why? Why is that such a big deal? Why can't he just knuckle under? The media can't understand it. They're going after him. By the way, Marquise Pouncey is black. He's such a white guy. I mean, and you read about it. The officer was tried and acquitted. Not just found not guilty, but acquitted. Once the jury heard the facts, people don't like drive-by shooting murders. They don't. They don't like the kind of man who breaks into a woman's house and does a thing I can't even describe to her will lose the station license. People didn't used to like that either till a couple of weeks ago. Now Jacob Blake's a hero. This is why you can't put these names on the back of your helmet as if they are innocent, because they are not. We can debate police actions all day long if you want. The jury did. They acquitted the officer. And the NFL is using this. And this gets people killed. Did you see what just happened in Camden, New Jersey? Oh my God. A manhunt is underway for the assassination crew. There were three of them. They targeted a home where two police officers were known to live. The officers were actually on maternity leave, caring for their 10-day-old baby inside their home when the assassins opened fire. Just process all that for a minute. That's nuts. That's sick. And the police chief, Joseph Wysecki, said this was a deliberate targeted attack on the officers, this wasn't random. This was because they're police.
Thank God the officers and their baby were uninjured.
Police say there were two gunmen and a third person who stayed in the vehicle. They found seven spent shell casings on the ground. Six of the shots fired penetrated the interior of the home.
I do know that this is a targeted attack against this residence that the officers reside.
So where we are. What was it? What do we know? A week ago? 2 weeks ago? When Victor Davis Hanson, Republican establishment commentator, very milquetoast guy, not very excitable, warned us, look, I'm looking at this. They win this election, they're going to start hunting us. It's already happening in Camden, New Jersey. Cops, and it'll eventually be other people they disagree with. Here's what he said. He's, by the way, a historian, so he's seen this kind of thing before.
Unfortunately, everything is weaponized in this country. I've never seen anything like it, and I grew up in the 60s. And it was not, even that was not like this. It's scary. But civilization, I really believe, is on the brink, because if these forces come to full power, they're going to be taking names, and they're not going to want a union of thought. They're not going to be gracious about their victory. They're not going to want unity and healing. They're going to hunt out and eradicate their opponents. That's what cultural revolutions always do, and they'll do it again.
They're doing it now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I read the most striking thing and I wanted to read it to you. Blew me away, actually. It's about Russia. You know, Russia had a communist revolution in 1917. And that's where they, the Communist Party finally convinced enough impoverished people to rise up, overthrow the elite leadership, and also attack what they called the bourgeois, which was the middle class and up. So not having race to use as a wedge in that society, they use class. They always use one of the two. It's the classic Marxist communist playbook. It's what they do. They're doing it now in this country. But long before the very violent, very bloody 1917 revolution, which would ultimately result in the creation of the Soviet Union in 1923, and before that, the installation of the Communist Party leadership as the ultimate dictators in that country, there was this period, this weird period that stretched from about 1900 up to 1917. I want to read you a description of that period and see if you, well, see if it sounds at all familiar. Or maybe like just a slightly more extreme version of what's going on in this country. Maybe a version you could see not happening right now. But I mean, I just detailed for you a very milquetoast GOP elite, GOP mainstream commentator. Victor Davis Hanson said, you know, they're going to want to hunt us if they win. They may get away with it. Not the kind of thing I've ever heard him say before. He's not prone to those kinds of statements. But he was talking about exactly this. It's the Russian Revolution. So the revolution happens in 1917. It's bloody. They call it a revolution because it installed new powers, but it was really a civil war before that. But the period I'm interested in is the period between 1900 and 1917. Listen to how it was in Russia. See if this sounds familiar. Between 1900 and 1917, before the Russian Revolution, waves of unprecedented terror struck Russia. Several parties professing incompatible ideologies competed and cooperated in causing the havoc. Between 1905 and 1907, nearly 4,500 government officials and about as many private individuals were killed or injured. Between 1908 and 1910, authorities recorded 19,957 terrorist acts and revolutionary robberies, doubtless omitting many from remote areas. As the foremost historian of Russian terrorism, Anna Geifman, observes, robbery, extortion, and murder became more common than traffic accidents. Here's the part where it gets awful familiar. I mean, we're just talking about a three-man assassination crew, a driver and two assassins, attempting to execute a young family, two cops and a 10-year-old baby, in their home. Thank God they were upstairs when the six bullets entered the downstairs this week in New Jersey. It was just one of many of these assassinations. Now, listen to this. This is about the Russian Revolution, the period before the Russian Revolution. Anyone wearing a uniform was a candidate for a bullet to the head or sulfuric acid to the face. Country estates were burnt down. And businesses were extorted or blown up. We've already seen that in Minnesota. Played you the audio. The thugs go by the business. They heard you reported that they trashed your business to the police. What do? They want money to not trash it again. It's going on all over the place. in these war zones we call blue cities. Businesses were exhorted or blown up. Bombs were tossed at random into railroad carriages, restaurants, and theaters. Far from regretting the death and maiming of innocent bystanders, terrorists boasted of killing as many as possible, either because the victims were likely bourgeois, that means middle class and up, or because any murder helped bring down the old order. A group of anarcho-communists threw bombs laced with nails into a cafe, bustling with 200 customers in order to, quote, see how the foul bourgeois will squirm in death agony. Instead of the pendulum swinging back, a metaphor of inevitability that excuses people from taking a stand, the killing grew and grew, both in numbers and in cruelty. Sadism replaced simple killing. As Geifman explains, the need to inflict pain was transformed from an abnormal, irrational compulsion experienced only by unbalanced personalities into a formally verbalized obligation for all committed revolutionaries. One group threw traitors into vats of boiling water. Others were still more inventive. Women torturers were especially admired. How did educated liberal society respond to such terrorism? What was the position of the Constitutional Democratic Cadet Party and its deputies in the Duma? It's like their legislature. It's a parliament set up in 1905. What was their response? God, this sounds just like the Republicans. Really the Democrats. I wouldn't say the Republicans. Though cadets advocated democratic constitutional procedures and did not themselves engage in terrorism, they aided the terrorists in any way they could. Cadets collected money for the terrorists. That'd be Act Blue, the Democrat Party funding source for Black Lives Matter. Cadets collected money for terrorists, turned their homes into safe houses, and called for total amnesty for arrested terrorists who pledged to continue the mayhem. The Cadet Party Central Committee member, N.N. Schmickpin, declared that the party did not regard terrorists as criminals at all, but as saints and martyrs. The official cadet paper, Herald of the Party of People's Freedom, never published an article condemning political assassination. Oh, that sounds familiar, doesn't it? The party leader declared that all means are now legitimate and all means should be tried. When asked to condemn terrorism, another liberal leader in the Duma, Ivan Petrunkovich, famously replied, condemn terror, that would be the moral death of the party. Now listen to this. Not just lawyers, teachers, doctors, and engineers, but even industrialists, bank directors, company owners raised money for the terrorists. I'm sorry, how many violent riots did Black Lives Matter engage in 3 months again? According to Princeton University, was it 570 across 220 locations? And they just keep raising money. Doing so signaled, this is so bank directors, you know, company owners, industrialists raised money for the terrorists. Doing so signaled advanced opinion and good manners. A quote attributed to Lenin, when we are ready to kill the capitalists, they will sell us the rope, would have been more accurately rendered as they will buy us the rope and hire us to use it on them. True to their word. Listen to this part. When the Bolsheviks gained control, their organ of terror, the Cheka, I think you'd say it, liquidated members of all opposing parties, beginning with the cadets. Why didn't the liberals and businessmen see it coming? They funded it. So I don't know. What do you think? The cadets are the Republicans or the Democrats or both? That question has bothered many students of revolutionary movements. Revolution never succeeded without the support of wealthy, liberal, educated society. And in this case, they funded it. Knowing full well people were being brutally murdered by the revolutionaries all over the country. But the revolution was hip. It was hot. It was cool. It was what everybody was doing. So you had to give money. You might be questioned. Look at our businesses now. Look at the last 2 weeks. I mean, I had a text from a guy yesterday. He works for a big insurance company. He didn't say which one. He said, you realize my company is donating to Black Lives Matter? Again, yes, they have had plenty of nonviolent demonstrations, 2,200 of those is documented by Princeton University, but 570 violent ones. He said they're donating money and then they're writing checks to pay for the damage. It's all happened before. So I'm reading this, I'm going, how many years do we have left if we don't put this down after the election? And believe me, Trump will. That's what he's waiting for. It's got to be real clear who the good people are and who the bad people are. I get it. I totally get it. It's why he said he doesn't want his followers getting involved, his supporters getting involved. So let's see. When did this start? 1900? Donations rolling in? Yeah, we love murder. It's so hip. Boy, I bet they would have put a decal on their helmet, wouldn't they? They would have demanded everyone on the team put a decal on the helmet. They would have savaged anybody who wouldn't do it. Like the Steelers co-captain Marquise Pouncey. Being black doesn't get you out of it. You will be vilified and destroyed. So anyway, all that started in 1900. The actual takeover was 1917. Interesting timeline. Have no idea if it's relevant. But boy, did I see the parallels in that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A lot of you are asking me what I just read from. I went ahead and put it up, the article I read from about the Russian Revolution. It is eerie. It is exactly what is happening right now in this country. I mean, like, it's as almost as if they took the playbook and are just re-implementing it. Anyway, it's the first article. It's called Suicide of the Liberals. It's the first article on my Facebook page about the years before the Russian Revolution, the stuff that was going on there. Right down to just, you know, what is it? Let me pull this one line, because boy, does this remind me of what we've seen this week with officers being targeted in ambushes every day this week. It started this weekend with L.A. and then it kept going. Anybody, here's the line. Anybody wearing a uniform was a candidate for a bullet to the head or a sulfuric acid to the face. That sound familiar? Yeah. Just this week. Phoenix. Virginia, South Carolina. Those guys didn't have such good aim, but it's what it was going on. South Carolina, New Jersey, L.A. I'm here to tell you, I know a lot of officers listen to this show. You really need to start rethinking parking that car in front of your house. You really do. Please, I love you guys. You know I do. Said, Mario, you are just heroes to me. I am not the kind of person with the Constitution who can take a gun and run into an unknown situation without a thought for my own life. And any fear for laying it down. I'm not like that. I admire you so much. And I don't want to see you guys get hurt. I'm just telling you, you got to be careful. You may not understand the level of the animosity, or you may think I live in a red state. It's okay. It's not okay anywhere. You're not safe anywhere. You're just not. I know I've spent a lot of time on this today, but this is what's so terrifying. I mean, you look at Camden, New Jersey. This is not an off-balance individual. It's not. There were three of them. It's organized. The driver and two assassins. Firing into the home of two officers and their 10-day-old baby? Everybody survived because they happened to be on the second floor, 11:45 at night. That is a campaign of terror. Politicians ought to be going wild denouncing this. Republicans, you ought to not be able to get between them and a microphone. But they can barely hold a press conference at the national level. You're on your own right now. So you got to take care of yourself. You got to be careful. But again, they're not just hunting them. I mean, look at this a few weeks ago. I mean, this should have been a major national news incident as well. I mean, you have those families in Fort Mill, South Carolina, just outside of Charlotte. They're on the overpass and they're having a good time. They got their Trump signs. They're waving and smiling. They're with their kids. Two guys would drive by and open fire. They were children. And yes, this isn't everywhere. And yes, it's not on every block. And yes, it's not even in most cities. But it's picking up the pace, picking up the pace, picking up the pace, picking up the pace. And the more politicians say nothing, the more politicians do nothing, the worse it gets. And I hang that on Bill Barr, too. This stuff is organized, and he's got to begin to go after it. He's got to. And when you have the former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Swecker, who I know personally, he's a good guy, used to be the one of my sources in Charlotte when I was a reporter, and also the agent in charge, special agent in charge of Charlotte's FBI office for a long time. And he's saying this ain't hard, folks. These Antifa groups, some of the Black Lives Matter activists, not all of them, but enough to do 575 violent terrorist acts, according to Princeton University. It's clear what they are. Let me let Chris explain it to you, because it's real clear to him.
I applaud Chris Wray and the FBI for opening up investigations on what I think are classic racketeering enterprises. And I've worked biker gangs, drug cartels, Russian mafia, a Hezbollah cell, all under the RICO statute. And Antifa and its self-described followers, as Chris says, are classic criminal enterprise, racketeering enterprises. They're also terrorists. Let's make no mistake about that. They're trying to affect political change through violence and intimidation.
It's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. Couldn't be more obvious. He continued.
On. You can't negotiate with terrorists, which they are. Again, they're trying to affect political change through violence and intimidation. They need the RICO statute. They need the various, the domestic terrorism statutes have nowhere near the teeth of international terrorism, because with international terrorist organizations, you can get at their financing. Local police departments can't do that. They can provide physical protection, but to actually dig deep and investigate the leadership and the direction and the followers of Antifa across the country, that you'll see the same people in different cities doing the same things: arson, violent assault, property crimes, intimidation, extortion. That's what that organization is about.
Yeah, but he's just some white guy in law enforcement, right? How about we hear from a Black guy in law enforcement? Detroit police chief on Antifa, saying the same thing as the former assistant director of the FBI, Chris Swecker.
You can't negotiate with these domestic terrorists. And I'm not saying all the protesters are bad, mm-hmm. but embedded are these criminals who are focused on one thing, and you cannot negotiate.
No, you can't. Texter writes to wrap the show, Tara, the elected Republicans are scared snowflakes. If they speak out, they fear they will become targets. They are living by the phrase, better to be killed last by the mob than first, I guess. All right. Check out the Battleground podcast this weekend. Text Battleground to 71307. We'll send you a link.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.